Well, here we are, Mike and Mike's Off Air Podcast 22 in 24, since it's 2024.
Indeed. God.
Now, did you make a big deal of the fact that December 31st was 1-2-3-1-2-3?
I'll tell you how important that was to me. I missed it completely until my wife said, hey, did you know? And I'm like, no, it is. And then it occurred to me, I was in the wedding business for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, my God, I bet they're flipping out to that. And I'm so glad I don't do that anymore.
I read like 2 or 3 days before the date that Vegas was bracing for their biggest wedding day ever. The biggest one they ever had was 7-7-0-7.
Nice.
Obviously. And then the biggest one after that was 11-11-11. Obviously big numbers in Vegas. But they figured that one on a New Year's Eve was going to shatter all the records. And I never did see if it did or not.
And those were three exceptional reasons not to get married. That's not, those aren't good reasons.
Because everybody else is.
Can I just say? Anyway, okay, I'll just settle down over here. Hey, before you get started in the direction that you are going to go, I'm going to hijack for just a moment. This came up last night at my house, and I wanted to see your take and see how this spins at your casa. My wife and I go home every day. I've been here 8 hours. I left 6 seconds after the Today Show headlines. That was my last real look at a news program, if you will.
Okay.
Beyond, you know, whatever headlines I might, you know, inadvertently hear here, I really haven't watched the news until I get home and I want to see, you know, what did I miss? What's going on? You know, what big plane hit a small airplane? You know, I mean, all the things that go on. And my wife has gotten to the point now with news, she literally doesn't watch it at all. I mean, at all. And she missed that whole thing. She had no idea that the Airbus crashed in the airport. I don't even think she knew that country had earthquakes.
Okay.
We're all praying for Japan, and she's wondering why. And see, that's the thing. That's my thing about this. Now, I understand, and I'll explain her side in a second. I understand how what we put in our heads has a lot to do with who and how we are.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have to keep our, you know, keep as positive as we can. But if we ignore the news, then we miss everything. And she misses everything. And I think that's a little nuts, because I think we need to have an idea what's going on in our world. Do you think
I agree.
Or?
My wife and I, we've talked about watching the news, or at least listening to, because we've got a smart speaker in our bedroom, listening to a quick 15-minute news in summary podcast. One of the ones that doesn't slant the news one way or the other, just gives you the news the way it used to be done years ago without any spin on it, and listen to that and just kind of talk about it before we go to bed. But we have not got around to doing that yet. For the longest time, my wife could tell you anything and everything about the Royals, but kind of like your wife could tell me nothing about what was going on politically, socially, economically in our country.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but this is where we live.
Yeah.
So, and I like having those conversations. I'm one of the few people that anyone will ever meet that, as long as it stays respectful, I love talking politics and religion with anybody. As long as you don't mock me and my beliefs and try to observe them and maybe glean something off of them, great. And hopefully I'll be able to glean something off of you.
It's how we learn, in my mind. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't have a problem. In fact, I miss this couple. We had friends, Mike and Shannon, in our lives who have moved up to Oregon. And I used to love to get into it with Mike's wife, Shannon. The most liberal you'll ever meet, and I was a very, very, very much – I'm not as conservative a Republican as I used to be. I'm more of a moderate, more of a fiscal conservative and social moderate, if you will. But, oh, we would go round and round. Yeah, give the whole world away, Shannon. Go ahead. your guy, blah, blah, blah. And we would just get into it. And then once we got out of the emotions, we would actually, like you said, well, no, this is why I think. Well, don't you – and we would – I'd learn stuff. And you know what? I've checked. It's not against the law. You're allowed to learn stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
So that's, yeah, anyway.
I mean, there's a quote from Socrates that I will throw out to my wife every once in a while. The life unexamined is not worth living. And I'm paraphrasing
it. The unexamined life is not worth living. I love that.
That in all aspects of your life, a belief that you hold near and dear, unless it's tested by the fire, by talking with someone about it, how do you know that that belief holds water or not?
Yeah, because Bob said so isn't a good enough reason to believe anything, with the single exception if that someone was our Lord and Savior. Yeah. But that's a discussion for a whole other time. Any event, I guess I got my opinion.
All right. Thanks. So another fill in the blank. I can't remember the last time we did one of these, but it got me to thinking because of all the new things coming to Visalia, specifically at Sequoia Mall. You had Sprouts open, Barnes & Noble, Nordstrom Rack. Aldi in Visalia is now open. So.
Oh, wait, no, it grand opened today. Today's Thursday. This would be Thursday, so yeah.
So fill in the blank.
Okay.
I love living in the South Valley, but we could really use blank. And again, I'm talking about a business or an entertainment venue or something like that. While you're thinking about it, I got a whole laundry list, which all starts at Sequoia Gateway. That's that industrial park or commercial park, whatever you want to call it, that is on the south end of Visalia, where the IKEA were supposed to go, where Great Wolf Lodge
was supposed to go,
where, as we speak, the only things that are there right now is the infrastructure for a whole lot of stuff, a gas station, and a Dutch Brothers, and a whole lot of dirt. That's all that's there now. It is primed. It is ready. It's just waiting for people to drive out there and having a reason to do so. But again, IKEA, for the record, they never said no, but they did say that there are no imminent plans. But then shortly thereafter, they mentioned we do have some big plans for expansion in 2024, but haven't officially said Visalia is one of those plans. But Great Wolf Lodge did say thanks, but no thanks. That was supposed to be a done deal.
That would have been pretty cool, actually. That would have been pretty cool. Although I will bet that the owner of Adventure Park was not upset when that didn't happen.
Oh yeah.
I know they're not on the same level. It's not a resort. There aren't rooms. There aren't that. But it was a water park, and I don't think that would have measured up anymore.
Speaking of which, though, that makes the top of my list as far as individual things is. There's, some 130,000 people who live in Visalia.
Mm-hmm.
Another 50 or 60 in Tulare. Throw in Hanford. Throw in Porterville. Why don't we have a great water park here in Visalia right off of 99?
That was literally my number one that first came to mind. If you've ever been to, because the best example of this in my mind is the one that's attached to Knott's Berry Farm down south. They have their own water park, and it is absolutely fantastic. We used to go down there to vacation quite a bit. I grew up down there, so I'm overly familiar with down there. But it's perfect because it's a water park just like one of the ones in Fresno. In Fresno, we have
the one in Clovis, and then there's another one right off of 99 as well.
Yeah, it's the one that doesn't have a lot of campground and parking and all that. It's strictly just bam, just the.
Okay, that's the one off of 99. I forget the name of it. The one thing that's nice about that one is it has a lazy river.
And this is the beauty of the one in Buena Park as well. You got to have a lazy river. It's got to be 900 miles long so they can just lay on a mat and just cool down because it's 104 degrees out. That's exactly what we need here. And the other thing is, by the wave pool at this particular one, they have cabanas. And cabanas are cool because for not real – I mean, you're on vacation. You're spending too much money anyway. You're going to get a cabana. And the purpose of this is there's security. You got a little thing on your arm. No one else can get into this little strip area where you go in and you've got all your stuff, your iPhone, your bag, your stuff, all the things you brought to the park, and they're safe. And you go in there, you sit in there, it's bug-proof. The air's blowing through. It's completely safe. You can cool. You've got your own – I mean, the wait staff comes through. It's perfect. And, yes, I would like one, please, right now.
I believe, unless they've changed since the last time I was there, and it was like 5 or 6 years ago now, the one in Clovis had the tide pool but didn't have the lazy river.
Right.
The other one that's actually in Fresno that's off of 99, that had the lazy river but no tide pool. So if they have one in Visalia, it has to have a lazy river and it has to have the tide pool.
And Fresno just gave you the bird. But I agree. That would be a very, very cool park. Because, I mean, when I first came here, I've always lived in Tulare, and we had the very small water park right there on the corner of Tulare, and it's still there, and it has fallen apart. They couldn't open that today if they wanted to. It fell all the way apart. It went to the city, and then it just went away. But you know what? Even as simple as that silly little three-slide water park was right there, we went every year.
And that's what tells me that it would do really well here, because when anything opens up in that regard, the small little splash pad that Adventure Park has, heck, the one that's in Riverway Sports Park in Visalia, it's basically a much smaller version of a splash pad, but it's huge. The one that was operational up until the pandemic in Garden Street Plaza downtown,
yeah,
it had like two or three jets of water. But whenever that thing was going, kids were always in that thing every summer.
The Adventure Park Water Park is cool, but you can tell that it's really, 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 really for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of the ones – and so that's why I get to go, because I have a grandson. So I, my wife, our grandson, their family, we all go together. And so we take turns running Aiden around here, there, and everywhere, and we all stay nice and cool. And they have cabanas too.
And you time out when that bucket releases, too.
Oh, man. That's the best thing ever. But not for me. I don't mind if the whole water comes down on my head.
Uh-huh.
I'm 6 feet tall, but that would knock Aiden right across, right across the, you know, the galaxy. So I'm like, come here, Aiden, come here. Ah!
When I lived in Peoria, in East Peoria, the park district had a splash pad about that same size. And it was, and there were no water parks again in Peoria or that part of the state of Illinois either. So they got a ton of business, which again tells me that, and Visalia is by population much larger than Peoria or East Peoria. And again, you throw in the other cities around us as well. I don't know why it hasn't been done. Now, the only question I can think of is maybe there was an issue of, well, water. Water is a huge issue here. I get that. But, and I'm going to kind of hijack this conversation for just a second. What are your personal thoughts on the new law that's on the books that different parts of the state can use wastewater, refine it to a point where it can be used as drinking water? California now allows that. There's like two other states that do as well. My thinking is, personally, if it's been refined to the point that once it's tested, it passes all the tests it needs to and it's just as good as original drinking water, I got no problem with it.
It was my understanding that that's what our water recycling plants were already doing.
Yeah, it just wasn't be able to use for drinking purposes. They could use it for farms, they could use it for agriculture, but now it's been refined to the point where it was once in your toilet, now it's coming out of your faucet.
If in fact, you can scientifically prove to me that it doesn't smell like, look like, taste like, or make you sick like what went down the toilet would, science is good.
If I think I'm in Flint, Michigan, no, I don't want that water.
You just reminded me of a story. When I first moved here, I was very active doing a lot of mobile DJ work. One of my first events was in Hanford.
Uh-huh.
Hanford at the, I forget which, one of the many places, but I'm there. I'm about 15 minutes late, not really late, but just a little bit behind, so I'm kind of hustling. And I'm ready to go. I'm dressed, ready to head out, wash my hands in the bathroom in Hanford. And what did I get? I thought I got something on me. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? It won't get off. What is going on? And I found out later about that super, super, super high sulfur content in the water.
Oh,
I thought I'd gotten something on me. And I'm like, why won't this get off? And it was, I mean, it's still... The water's still that way to this day. It's hilarious.
So anything else that come to mind as far as what we could use here in the South Valley?
Well, this isn't going to be overwhelmingly met with approval, but something that I like that's also down in Buena Park, it's one of those sort of, I say jousting for lack of a better word,
but
old school
medieval dinner. Medieval times sort of thing.
Medieval times dinner theater. I still go there. And when we go down south, I think that's a lot of fun. That's a great fun dinner theater. I just don't know if it would be if this area is big enough to support it. Although, I mean, what's the show every year that does so well at Plaza Park?
Oh, the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, Renaissance Fair does well. I can't imagine that it wouldn't draw folks.
it depending on where it was placed, if it was strategically placed maybe somewhere between Visalia and Fresno, so it would get a good pull from the 500,000 people that call Fresno home.
And it would have to not be prohibitively expensive.
Yeah. So when I went to, before when I lived in Las Vegas, was at the Excalibur. And the only thing I didn't like about it was one of the things that they serve you is tomato bisque. So I'm not a big fan of tomato soup to begin with, and then serve it to me cold.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things. I'm here. I'm in the moment. I paid a hell of a lot of money for these tickets. I'm going to take the whole experience in. And again, no spoon? I'm supposed to slurp it. And I did. And that's the last time I've had that.
Yeah, tomato bisque, cold. I don't think so. Anyway, do you like sushi?
Love
See,
sushi.
I feel about sushi like you feel about tomato bisque.
Okay.
Why am I eating bait? Why? Why?
This is what we use to catch what I want to eat.
Anyway, to each their own. God bless you all. The other one. Oh, is it your turn?
No. Go ahead.
The other one that I would like a much bigger version of those. You know, you get in the cars and you can like a racetrack, but a more powerful version of those cars. Not like a 360 engine, but like a go-karts, like big kick butt race car kind of cars that can go 15, 20 miles an hour.
Okay.
That would be fun on a big extended track. That would be kind of cool. Of course, you'll be insurance signing your life away every time you get in there, but I know I could drive well enough that I could be safe and. But I don't know who's coming after me. But that a racetrack kind of like thing would be fun.
The only other one that comes to mind for me, since we're kind of keeping these and not so much in specific stores, because we haven't mentioned like a Trader Joe's or anything like that to this point, which I love the fact that we kind of took it in this direction, is, and there was talk that Fresno was going to get one, and then that shriveled up like the Great Wolf Lodge conversation did, an honest-to-goodness theme park here. Now, I would think it would have to be maybe not so much in Visalia, but again, like with the medieval times thing, somewhere between
proximal
Visalia and Fresno, somewhere close to being off of 99. And the farther it gets away from Six Flags Magic Mountain, I think the better, because they have that. But again, 500,000 people in Fresno, 130 in Visalia. How many in Clovis? I mean, we have the population base for it. The only thing I can think of is, because salaries are as low here as they are, is the thinking is there's not enough people who could afford tickets to go to the park to support the park. That's the only reason I can think why they haven't done it yet.
On the other hand, twice a year we go to the zoo, not to see the animals, but because it's the Christmas thing or the Halloween thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that there's some real weight there. There's some real potential there. But
so Six Flags, get off your butt already.
Yeah. You know, when I was I went to my first year of college was in Denver, Colorado, and we lived in Aurora, which is about 15 miles outside of Denver, and they had something there called the Celebrity Sports Center. Imagine 50 lanes of bowling, a whole gym. This was what this was.
Okay.
A whole gym was in there. An amazing arcade. What else did they have? Steam room, my favorite part. and there was a little restaurant as well, but it was actually owned by Disneyland, by Disney.
Really?
The whole time it existed. Okay. And something like that on a lesser level would be very cool.
Yeah.
It was a very, very one-shot deal, but it was very popular.
If either one of us ever win Powerball or Mega Millions, now we know what to invest in.
Yeah, I don't know.
If no one else does it, damn it, we'll do it.
And I see, and you'll know when either one of us does, because I think they'll just disappear. Mike's not here anymore.
But suddenly there's a water park.
Yes.
In town.
Right. That sounds like lots of fun. Those are the only ones that immediately come to mind for me.
All right. Well, fun conversation. Kind of went in several different directions. This one. We had like several hijacks. I like it.
Yep. Oh, it just occurred to me. I'm on deck.
Yes, you are.
All right, then.